It's Faith in Action. Time to check in with the Catholic Youth Organization.
And with the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization just about ready to drop the green flag on its fall cross-country season, we are pleased to be joined by Charmin Sheely. She is the chair of the newly formed CYO Cross-Country Commission. And not only that, she is the head coach for the Holy Trinity Church Cross-Country Program. Good morning, Charmin. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning, David.
Well, it sounds like you like running with your new roles.
I love running.
Yeah. Are you a runner?
I am a runner. Yeah, my husband and I regularly go out and try to put in some long distances.
So have you ever run a marathon?
I have, but it's been about 20 years. So.
Yeah, so have I, and it's been even longer than that for me. In fact, it was kind of funny. I used to run a lot, not so much anymore, but I said, you know what? I want to run at least one marathon. So I trained for like 4 months. I ran the marathon. Checked it off my bucket list and said, that's the last marathon I'm running.
That's great. Well, I prefer trail running, which is why cross country is especially enjoyable for me.
Yeah, that's great. Exactly. And that's why you're the chair of the newly formed CYO Cross Country Commission. You know, cross country, what a great sport. You're outside and cross country, pretty new to CYO as well.
Yeah, you know, we had a trial cross country season last winter, kind of a COVID fill-in since we had to cancel the other sports,
right. And
it worked really well. Of course, the kids were running in the cold, rainy weather, so this season's going to be a lot more enjoyable, hopefully out there in the sun.
Yeah, I love cross-country too, because as I'm looking at how CYO has set this up, they're doing it at different distances, which really gives the different age kids, you know, opportunities to run. Maybe they don't want to run as far, run a little shorter. I like that.
It's great, you know, but what's really interesting is I've got third through eighth graders, and some of my third graders can run just as far and as hard as the older ones. So even though the shortest distance for the competition is only 600 meter, I would not be surprised to see some of those little ones going up for the higher distances.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah, get them started early. Love to run. And it kind of, I think when you're out there running in cross country, it ingrains in you a joy of running, so it's something that you can do, obviously, right on through life into your older ages to be able to go out and do that. So it's a great start. I think it's a great, if you will, initiation into running.
Absolutely, and I like to tell parents, especially as they're encouraging their kids, not only that about being able to use the sport throughout their lives, but also it teaches kids perseverance, which is a skill that serves them well through school and life. And I mean, I really have seen it around people around me that kids that run long distance do really well in school, because they build up that stamina for knowing they can get through things.
Well, the other thing about cross country too is anyone can do it.
Absolutely. And we really emphasize that it's really about challenging yourself to always be better. So you're not really competing against everyone else. You're competing against yourself, but it's also very much a team sport, and we encourage each other. And we even will be, you know, out there once we start the meets, looking at how to build teams so that we can, so we really can support each other and run as a group.
That's wonderful. Charmin Sheely is the chair of the newly formed CYO Cross Country Commission and head coach for the Holy Trinity Parish Cross Country Program. Holy Trinity, my daughters ran CYO track and field, and Holy Trinity always had a great team, a big team, as I recall.
Yeah, thank you. I also coach track, and that's a lot of fun, although, again, cross country is my real passion, so excited to finally have that as a sport as well. No, Holy Trinity does have a great program, and we've got a great parish. And one of the things, you know, this is important to all of CYO, but we really emphasize in our program, is that cross country is a form of worship. I tell the kids and the parents, when we're out there, we are really worshiping God and praising Him for our amazing bodies and the beauty of the nature around us. And we pray as a team. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that I'd like to pass on to the kids through coaching. Obviously, learning how to run, learning how to you know, build up that stamina, but also instilling them that sense of joy.
Yeah, that is wonderful. Well, speaking of the CYO Fall Cross Country Program, let's talk a few details here. For what grades now?
Third through eighth grade.
Third through eighth grade. And then I know registration is going on right now. Again, that is at cyocamphoward.org. That's the CYO website where you can go to register. So what are going to be the dates for the meets?
Well, you know what? I don't have them directly in front of me. If you give me 1 second, I can probably find it.
That's fine.
But we've got 4 dates coming up, starting the first one on September 11th and the following Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And we'll be, I know 2 of the meets are at Valley Catholic, and one of them is at LaSalle, and one of them, and the last one is out at Camp Howard. So people have an opportunity to see beautiful Camp Howard.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. What an awesome place to go run a meet up at Camp Howard, not only being in the outdoors like that, but on a beautiful camp running trail. Have you been up to the trail?
I have, yeah. We ran there during the winter cross-country season.
Ah, excellent. So here are the dates of the meets. I just found this. It's September 11th, September 18th, September 25th, and October 2nd. So pretty much spanning the month of September and then the one weekend in October. Distances, as you mentioned, I see 600 meter, 1500 meter, and then 3K. So as parents are considering maybe registering their kids for cross country, do you encourage any training up to that point, or can they just come out and kind of get started?
Well, we've already started running. We had our first practice on the 16th. So I think most of the programs, if not all, have already started. But you do not have to have started on the first day of practice. Absolutely come out. Join us now. You're not too far behind. And, you know, people, I believe, can register all the way up through September 10th, right before that first meet. So we really encourage people. And we understand that families are out on summer break right now. So we didn't even expect people to necessarily join for that first practice. One of the fun things about practices, I can tell you for our team, is we actually practice at different trails every time. So we're also trying to expose kids to what are the running opportunities in their own neighborhoods and communities and just have something really different to enjoy. So that's, you know, that's something that's a real plus compared to track, which is always just running around that same circle.
Right, exactly. Being out on a course, particularly like the Camp Howard Trail, that sounds wonderful. Charmin Sheely, she is the chair of the newly formed CYO Cross Country Commission and head coach for the Holy Trinity Parish Cross Country and Track Programs. And I might also mention, Charmin, that there is registration also not only going on for cross country, but for volleyball and for Hot Shots basketball. So for all of the fall sports, CYO fall sports registration going on right now, but looking forward to the cross country program. Well, it's great to talk with you. Thank you so much for being with us. Yeah, I hope we have a chance to talk again. Maybe we'll catch up middle of the cross country season, see how things are going.
Sounds good. Have a blessed day.
Yeah, you as well. Bye-bye.